And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is alternative views. Each of my guests is discussing possible alternatives to our current economic situation. My next guest embraces entrepreneurs and what they can do for our economy. She's examined an emerging type of entrepreneur, social or citizen sector entrepreneurs. We'll review how this new breed of entrepreneurs may save our flagging economy. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Susan Treeter is the founder of TakeCommand.org, an organization that provides confidence-building information and tools to help entrepreneurs finance their companies for growth. Susan is an educator and an expert on small business finance and startup viability. She is also a personal business coach and regular contributor of small business articles, videos, webinars to MSN, Yahoo Small Business, and Fox Business. Joining us from up north, welcome, Susan. How are you today?
I am great.
Well, good.
I should
say welcome back to the show. You are a returning guest. So let me start with this. I'm naming you now the Queen of Small Business. That's a title that I've just given you. And, of course, you're a benevolent queen. But you're noticing a trend in the entrepreneurial startups. This new millennium group of entrepreneurs is on the rise. They're leaving their normally good salary jobs for a chance to do what they want to do and to make a difference. So tell us about this trend of social or society entrepreneurs that you're seeing.
Social entrepreneurs are really passionate about making a difference either in their communities or around the world. They may care about, it could be an energy-related cause, education, poverty relief, health care, whatever it is. They are tired of living a cubicle life. They want to break free and do something with purpose. It's kind of entrepreneurs on purpose. And they do a great job. What's different about them than perhaps 20 or 30 years ago when people were starting up nonprofits, our social entrepreneurs use hardcore business skills. They want to take all of their professional knowledge to do a better job.
All right. Now,
make a difference.
All right. And I can see wanting to make a difference, but these are people that are coming from high-powered jobs, either in tech firms or, you know, law firms and back east, whatever the case may be, and they're wanting in to be entrepreneurs on purpose, as you say. I like that term very much. However, how do they know the money's going to be there? And particularly for a social project like healthcare, education, the environment, food protection, whatever it may be, how do they know the money's going to be there to support the lifestyle they've become accustomed to?
Well, what a lot of people don't know is they're kind of what are called social venture capitalists who are really attracted to this idea of backing business-minded people who want to make a difference. In fact, right in the Santa Barbara area is Social Venture Partners, which provides grants, not loans, but grants for initiatives just like this. And, you know, they want to back performance. They want to see growth. You've got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation out there, Ashoka, Schwab, Skoll Foundation. A lot of successful tech-oriented entrepreneurs are now reinvesting in their communities in a brand new way.
Well,
the key is, you've got to have a concept that's worth their backing.
All right. And my guest is Susan Treeter. Susan, talk to me. What is the concept that's going to catch their attention? What is the shiny object that will get the grant or get the money from one of these foundations?
Well, I would say the starting point is your ideas and concepts for whatever you want to improve have to be practical. They have to be sustainable, efficient, and effective. So in other words, if they're going to back you, they want to see some community building results. So you've got to build into your business plan a way to measure your effectiveness. That's step number one.
Okay.
Step number two is, ideally, they want you to develop a sustainable enterprise. So if they fund you in the beginning, they don't want to be funding you every year for the next 20 or 30 years. They want to change the nonprofit model. They don't mind if you earn revenues, and they don't mind if you even make a profit.
Mm.
That's where everything is getting changed up in a much more efficient way.
Well, that is a good efficiency. Susan Treeter is my guest. TakeCommand.org is her website. So talk to me about the ways in which these social or citizen entrepreneurs are different from the traditional entrepreneurs of the 80s and the 90s.
Well, I would say they don't just care about net profits as their performance benchmark. Going back again, are they making a difference in the environment? Are they helping somebody improve their access to education? They measure their success in two ways. Sometimes it's called double bottom line benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about earning revenues and making money. It's genuine improvement to community conditions or world conditions. That's how, you know, if they make money, that's all well and good. But, you know, they're out to make a difference. And if they do, then that's firepower. They're more enthused about what they're doing. Even better, if they start out with a small community project that really works, they'll find that it's easier for them to raise funding so that their business model can be replicated in other cities or communities or even all around the world.
Hmm, very interesting. All right, Susan, let me ask you this. We've got 9.2% unemployment here in the United States today. That's the official number. The unofficial number might even be higher when you add in all the underemployed people that are out there. What advice do you have for people who might be unemployed right now who like the idea of thinking about being a social entrepreneur? Is now the time to dip your toe in the water for that?
I would say starting a new business or a social entrepreneurship business is never a bad thing to do because you can take control of your own economic destiny. Again, you've got to be practical in how you go about it and really make sure that your concept can be successful. But here are the great stats about entrepreneurship. People who start their own businesses and survive the trial and error first couple of years are likely to earn higher incomes and have three times the net worth of their salaried counterparts.
Really?
So you can make money, you know, as an entrepreneur. It's doing it well and being very smart and selective about how you deploy your cash.
Ah, my guest is Susan Schreeder, who's the CEO of TakeCommand.org. So let's talk to those people that might be thinking about starting a business, whether it's a citizen entrepreneur business or just a traditional entrepreneurial venture. What advice do you have for startup companies in this environment, Susan?
Be very careful about, usually if you're investing your own savings, I say invest low, meaning don't invest too much because you want to be able to eventually sell it. Now, this is a for-profit, not necessarily a social entrepreneur.
Okay.
Eventually, you know, you want to be able to sell your business down the road. So one of the toughest things I get when I get letters or phone calls from people is they've invested $50,000 or $75,000 into a patent, and they find out that patent's not worth that much. I hate it when startup entrepreneurs lose money. So they have to really research and make sure what they're investing in is going to produce a positive return on investment.
Now, let me hit the pause button right there if I can, Susan, and come back to it. Because you mentioned in a for-profit, you're always looking at the exit strategy to make sure that you can get your money out at the end. For these citizen entrepreneurs and these social entrepreneurs, what is the exit strategy for them?
I would say success is not just the ones that I've worked with, not just serving their own community, but doing it so well that other people just follow suit. A perfect example of this is the microlending movement, which started in Southeast Asia. And it was so successful in providing small loans to poor women, getting them going in their own businesses, very high repayment rates. That whole concept has just exploded worldwide. So if you do it well, you can enjoy the satisfaction of more and more people following your own business model.
So
that's success to a social entrepreneur.
So imitation is the highest form of flattery when you are a social entrepreneur. All right, Susan, go on. What are some other pieces of advice that you might have for startup companies, either profit or social entrepreneurs?
I would say, obviously, it's paying attention to cash. Businesses go out of business when they run out of cash. And I know it sounds so simple, but it's amazing how people wait too long to raise cash from investors or lenders. They wait to the 11th hour, and that's the worst time to fund your business because investors don't think that way. You got to give them time to get to know you. So long before you run out of cash, start raising some additional cash. That's number one.
Okay. What would be number two?
Number two, I would say, is surround yourself with smart people. don't necessarily partner up with your best friend just because you enjoy going for a beer at the end of a work day. You have to hire top talent, their skills. Think about the skills that your company needs to advance and only hire those people who have already been there and done that. Try and stay away from people who are enthusiastic about what you're doing, but don't necessarily have the skills. You don't want to pay the cost of their beginner's mistakes.
All right. That's good advice. My guest is Susan Schreuder. Are there any other bits of advice, Susan, that you would have for startups?
Well, learn more about funding. Most people don't realize all the different ways they could fund their business. They assume they may talk to one bank, their big local bank, and assume just because they get a no from their big bank that they can't raise money for their business. No, there are lots of resources out there. There are microloan centers, there are venture capital funds, incubators, angel investment clubs, and just as I said earlier, for example, for social entrepreneurs, there's Social Venture Partners, a great organization that operates in a number of cities in California, in Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Diego, that provide grants for people with awesome ideas to make a difference in the world.
Oh, that is great. My guest is Susan Schreuder, who's the CEO of TakeCommand.org. So, Susan, let me ask you the overriding question. What needs to be done to foster more social or citizen entrepreneurs that are out there? Do we need special education for entrepreneurs, incentives of some kind? What needs to be done?
Well, I'm one of the toughest things that Congress forgets about is small businesses represent about 99% of the businesses in America. Yet, the biggest tax burden is on small business, not big business. Plus, the amount of paperwork involved with small businesses complying with complicated tax laws far exceeds what is really important. You got to simplify the tax code, make it easier for people to pay the taxes. But, you know, if an entrepreneur spends too much time filling out tax forms, that's time away from developing awesome products and services that can be sold worldwide. It's counterintuitive. It hurts innovation in this country.
Well, that it does. And it's interesting because entrepreneurialism is such an important part of the American culture, yet business startup rates in India and China are now 10 times the U.S. rate. I mean, that's a staggering number, but it's 10
times.
When
I was doing my research, and that was a sobering statistic when I worked the numbers, startups in the United States do generate the jobs, especially the sweet spot are startups up to age 5 years. So that's the point where new hires take place. Large Fortune 500 companies shed jobs, startups create jobs. But let's think about this. To the extent that startups have a tougher time getting funding or spend their time on needless paperwork, you've got a competitive environment in India and China that doesn't have those same administrative and government burdens that weigh down their small business activity. And long term, it's going to be more and more difficult for the United States to compete in international markets because we just won't keep pace.
Sobering words from Susan Schreuder. Susan, right now, rate the current administration's performance on nurturing startup businesses, and what advice would you give to politicians to improve the number and the types of startups?
Well, I would say all politicians, Republican or Democrat, have to stop just lip service. They talk a good game about small business and do all the photo ops during campaigning, but then their voting records, Republican and Democrat, work against small business owners. For example, both Republicans and Democrats voted for a credit card act that provided consumer protections for consumer credit cards, but it didn't extend to small business credit cards. And it's these fine points that hit small business owners hard. I think it's got to be all about simplifying the tax code, starting to pay attention to small businesses, and creating an environment where they can thrive.
All right. My guest is Susan Schreeder, CEO of TakeCommand.org. Susan, tell us why and why did you start TakeCommand.org and what do you do for people who stumble upon your website?
Well, it all started, I come from a venture capital background, and I started writing a newspaper column that was eventually syndicated, but it was a Q&A format where people wrote to me for advice on how to fund their business. And as the column grew across the country, the top question people would write to me is, where can I get money for my business? And the answer is different if you're in Tennessee or if you're in Santa Barbara.
Right.
So one of the things we did is we now have at TakeCommand.org the largest database of funding sources in the United States. So it covers everything for startups up to much more active and progressing businesses of where they can get money. And it's very customized. So a startup clean tech entrepreneur in Tennessee would get a very different list than a startup clean tech entrepreneur in the Santa Barbara area. So it's that customization, fast search features that serve the purpose of getting good information right in the hands of entrepreneurs so they can build their businesses.
Wow, that is fascinating, and that is just what entrepreneurs need. My guest has been Susan Schreeder, CEO of TakeCommand.org, obviously the website of the same name, TakeCommand.org. Susan, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Marvelous.